Jamestown police officer assaulted during Jamestown arrest Saturday. Local EMS hosting EMT training and need for more volunteers. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Police say a Jamestown officer was assaulted by a suspect during a weekend arrest at a bar. Authorities say officers responded Saturday to a report of a suspicious man peeking into windows. An officer found the man in the parking lot of Casey's General Store in the northeast part of town and ordered him to take his hands out of his pocket. Police say the man then fled into the IDK bar and grill where he fought with an officer and assaulted him. Additional officers arrived and arrested the suspect. The officer was treated at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. 28-year-old Christopher Perman was arrested on suspicion of failure to halt, disorderly conduct, preventing arrest, and assault on a peace officer. Jamestown EMS continues to face shortages of volunteers, part-time and full-time staff, a trend being seen nationwide. Jamestown Ambulance Operations Manager Andrew Berkey says you don't have to look far to see the shortages of volunteers and staff in the state.
Across the state, and actually across the country, we need more EMS personnel. The calls keep rising. Our call volume in the last, 5 to 10 years has grown 100%, and it's just going to continue to do that, which means we need more people.
Berkey says they host trainings in order to recruit more EMTs and paramedics. The next course is set for September 21st. North Dakota's annual pheasant brood survey shows that total pheasants are up 10% from last year and broods have increased by 17%, which state Game and Fish Department officials describe as steady improvement from a dismal year in 2017. The numbers released Monday are particularly encouraging in the Northwest, up 49% from 2018, and Southeast, which saw a 32% increase. That's the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Be sure to like us on Facebook at News Dakota.